Alright, these are blues, turnarounds, endings, and intros. A turnaround basically occurs in the last two measures of a blues song. It turns the song around back to the beginning of the song. In the key of A, if you look at the top measure, I hit that A note, that's my root note. I'm always going to start a turnaround on a root note. Then I'm going to play a D7 chord shape, not the chord, but the chord shape at the 8th fret. I'm going to play this in triplets, starting from my first string, and then move it down, and move it down one more time, until I wind up back at an A chord again. This is in the next measure, with my first finger barred on the first and second string at the 5th fret, and my second finger getting the 3rd string at the 6th fret. So it should sound like this. The rest of this, I go back, I take my first finger, I move it up to the 5th string at the 4th fret. I'm going to hit that note. Use my second finger to get the next note on the 5th fret. Use my 3rd finger to get the next note on the 6th fret. And then finally use my... bring that 3rd finger up to the 7th fret and hit what is a C7 shape, but on the where you would play a C7, this chord is at the 5th fret. The entire turnaround sounds like this. The second one that we did in class, go to the 3rd line. In the 3rd line, you're going to hit the root note, then make a D chord shape on the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd string at the 5th fret. So it's like you're playing a D chord shape, but you're doing it on the inside strings. It should sound like this. Move it back one fret. Back one fret again, and then play an A chord at the 2nd fret. The last note you're going to, last two chords you're going to play is play a D7 shape at the 2nd fret, and move that up one fret to the 3rd fret. So you get an E flat 7. That turnaround will sound like this. Now, turnarounds just bring us back to the beginning of the song. If I wanted that to be an ending, all I would do is I would stay on my root chord at the very end of the song. At the very end of this turnaround. So instead of, if you look at the first turnaround, I'm going to an E7 at the end. But instead, if I wanted to end the song, I would just stay on an A chord or play an A7. Listen to the difference. That's how you use a turnaround as an ending. You just play the root chord and play it as a 7th. You can do that also as an intro. Use a turnaround as an intro. When you use a turnaround as an intro, you're simply starting with a turnaround in the beginning of a blues song. So in the key of A, then you go into your A blues. Now the reason I showed you these two is because you can transpose them to different keys. Once you just move them around, if you moved it into the key of G, you would simply take those A turnarounds you've done and play them 2 frets down the neck. If you wanted to play in the key of, the key of C, for instance, use that root note up on the sixth string at the eighth fret, and then use your D7 shape accordingly at the 11th fret. In the key of D, if you look on your paper, you're going to go all the way down to, looks like, the second to last line. And we're actually playing it, it's going to sound like this. You're going to hit your root note. Then we're going to actually make an interesting shape here. We didn't cover this in class, but we'll make this shape anyway. Use your pinky, second string, seventh fret. First finger, third string, fifth fret. Third finger, fourth string, seventh fret. That actually forms a D7 chord. You're going to go into that little shape using your first pinky and third finger. Play it back one fret, back one fret, and then we go into this little D chord, which is really your third finger comes back to that fourth string, still on the fourth string, but at the fourth fret. Put your first finger on the third string, second fret. And your second finger fits in nicely onto that second string at the third fret. So the turnaround should sound like this so far. Now we're going to go into an A7 chord like this. That'll give you a nice little turnaround there. In the other example, this would be the bottom, your very bottom of the page. You have the turnaround that we did in the key of A, but here it's in the key of D. Here's your root note. Play now the D shape on the fourth, third, and second string. We did that already in the key of A. Back, play a D chord, and then an A flat 7, that is your D7 shape, that's going to be at your 7th fret, and move it up to your 9th fret. Now if I wanted to end that instead of playing a turnaround, I would play it like this. D7. End it as such. So those are your blues turnarounds, endings.